This is Ozarks at Large. This week, the Fayetteville Visitors Bureau released a new pocket-sized waterproof fold-out map for the city's trails and bikeways. Linking up trails, sidewalks, and some streets, the guide can direct cyclists, runners, and pedestrians to the best routes to get around town. The free guides became available just days before work began on an important link in the city's trail system, a tunnel underneath busy Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard that will extend the much-used Skull Creek and Frisco Trail links further south into the city. Yesterday, I met with Matt Mihalovich, trails coordinator for the city of Fayetteville, as the work began on that tunnel. He says the guide uses color coordination to explain the different types of trails inside Fayetteville.
Similar to skiing, ski slopes, we use the green color for the easiest. We thought, okay, families, bike trailers should be comfortable. These are low volume, residential, low speed limits.
Bunny trails, as if they were on the slopes.
If they were on the slopes, yeah, good analogy. And then blue for more moderate. And then the red, difficult connections, looking at Weddington, places like that, Mission, Old Wire. They're on there, they make connections, but they're difficult, and we hope to improve those in future years. And then, of course, all the trails are on the guide, including the mountain bike trail, and just a real nice map. It actually won an award at the GIS conference, it's ESRI conference, a third place in its category just recently, out of a large pool. So we're just really excited.
Mihalovich says the work that began yesterday morning at MLK is a critical part of the city trails because the section he calls the spine of the city's trail system has for years ended right at this busy street.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good enough just to say this is where it ends. I think we've seen with the support from the citizens the overwhelming popularity of the trails. Now we're seeing it expanding throughout the region. So it's not good enough to say this is where it ends.
Where the current trail meets MLK, the city will be building walls and ramping the trail about 10 feet under the current grade level to get under the busy street and then back up on the other side. Matt Mihalovich says there is an 8-month contract window for completion of the project. The tunnel construction is the first part.
In anticipation of having it in before the first football game, which is August 31st. So that's the big goal, the big push. Just like everyone else around here with the new student housing, everybody's trying to rush to get done before the mad rush comes back with the university starting back and the football, bikes and Barbie, all those things that we have in fall in Fayetteville.
If the 8-month plan is met, the city's trail system will, by spring, have an important hub connecting trails on the north side of town to trails on the south side. Already, the south side has several trails either finished or on the drawing board.
Heading west, that'll continue past under 540 at MLK and on to the west, and then on the east side, Walker Park. And then we're going to extend, there's an extension of Walker Park down to Town Branch Trail. And then Town Branch is a real nice east-west trail that follows the Town Branch Creek, really just connecting all the south part to everything going on up north.
The work beginning at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard this week is part of the master plan, a concept that would eventually have about 100 miles of trails inside city limits. As Matt Mihalovich points out, the grand plan is a decades-long project, but the past year has seen accomplishments. A paved trail circling Veterans Park on the north side of the city is now done.
We also have the mountain bike trail, single track, that's been upgraded by volunteer efforts. So really two trails out there, really a great resource at Lake Fayetteville. People are loving it.
Within a few months, the city will bid out the Town Branch Trail project on the south side of Fayetteville. That will connect South School Street to parks on the south side of town, as well as provide a trail along the University of Arkansas Research Park, and eventually, after other phases of construction, connect to one of the largest parks in town, Walker Park.
So we have that one. Currently, our trail crew is working over at Porter Road, under 540, making the connection to the Meadow Valley Trail. To make that western connection under the interstate, that's been real kind of a little pinch point there, and just getting through that. I mentioned the Soligee Trail. That's our crew is going to move and work on it, about a 1.5 mile trail on a rail line just south of MLK, and they expect to have that finished by the end of the year.
The city continues to monitor trail use through two movable infrared counters put on various trails. Mihalovich says the average traffic count for Skull Creek is above 600 users daily, though Sundays can reach into the thousands. The Fayetteville Trails are actually just part of the story in Northwest Arkansas. Earlier this month, the Springdale City Council approved a plan to use eminent domain to allow access for trail building in that city. That decision means the last links in a 36-mile trail from South Fayetteville to the northern edge of Bentonville have now been secured.
Looking pretty positive to be able to have that spring opening of the whole 36 miles, which includes our piece here and all the way up to actually up into Bella Vista, around Lake Bella Vista. So basically from Walker Park to Lake Bella Vista. And it's going to be incredible.
Matt Mihalovich is the trails coordinator for the city of Fayetteville. He spoke yesterday at the site of construction for a tunnel that will go underneath Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Fayetteville.